Okay, today's daf is Avodah Zarah daf Nun Beis. We left off on daf Nun Aleph and Beis. We're at the Mishnah on Nun Aleph and Beis. So it says the Mishnah, Avodah Chachavim Shahaya Lo Gino Merchat. So let's say an Avodah Zarah has a garden or a bathhouse that's associated with the Avodah Zarah, that's behind the Avodah Zarah or right near the Avodah Zarah. Nenin Mehen Shelo B'tova Ve'nen Mehen B'tova. You're allowed to get Hanah from them as long as it's Shelo B'tova, but you're not allowed to get Hanah from it B'tova. So what does it mean, Shelo B'tova or B'tova? So if you look at Rashi over here says Nani Mena Shelo B'tova Shelo Yalu Schar LeKomrim, that it's all about money, that you're allowed to get Hana as long as you don't pay for it, as long as you don't pay to the priests of that Avodah Zarah any money. But if you have to pay money to the priests, then you're not allowed to get Hana from it. But Rashi and Memdalad Amid Beis, when I quoted this Mishnah, had a different pshat. Rashi over there said B'tova is LaHachzik Tova LeKomrim, that B'tova means to say thank you. Shelo B'tova means that you don't have to show any Hakaras HaTov. Now, Tosos over there discusses both Deos, and he's Machria, like Rashi over there, because he says if it were really about money and not about showing Hakaras HaTov, then there's a different word in Hebrew that we use to explain when someone is paying money or not paying money. We would say Bischar or Shelo Bischar. Why would we use the terms B'tova, Shelo B'tova? B'tova sounds more like Hakaras HaTov. The Ravid explains that the reason is that we're afraid Shema Yimshuchu Achareihem, because you're gonna develop a close relationship with them. So if that's the concern, then it's probably not about money. Then that's probably more according to Rashi's other pshat, that it's about showing Hakaras HaTov. That the concern is that you're gonna feel a sense of gratitude and you're gonna have to show a sense of Hakaras HaTov, and that's gonna lead to Shema Yimshuchu Achareihem, that you may come to associate with them. Whereas the Ran says, no, that the Yisr is really a Maris Ha'ayin issue, that it looks like you're associating with an Avodah Zarah, even though all you were doing was getting Hana'ah from the Gina or the Merchatz of the Avodah Zarah. The Ritva, although Tosos Machria, like Rashi's Pshat over there in Memdalid, the Ritva says that it's Yosir Nira Lefarish Kirashi Kan, that Rashi over here is the one that he thinks is the more correct Pshat. Aye, what about the Kasha, that we should have used the word Schar instead of Betova? So he says because Ischar would imply that you're paying the full price that it should normally cost to rent out a bathhouse or a garden of that caliber. But maybe what the Mishnah is trying to teach me over here by using the word Betova is even if it's just a token payment. It has to be a payment, but even if it's just a token payment, but it's not really the full payment and the full value of what it should have cost, that even that's going to be Aser. That's how the Ritva understands that he thinks that this Rashi is the more correct Rashi. Now, in Shulchan Aruch, in Aruch Chaim, Sim Tav Resh Mem Tes, Sifdal, Shulchan Aruch says, Ginos HaTzi'irim Uchayotzibem Yibatish M'sheyem Mutr Litol Misham Lulav Oshar Minim L'mitzvah, that if you have these gardens that are associated with the Avodah Zarah, you're allowed to take from them a lulav or any other type of a Cheftza Shal Mitzvah. And the Bir Agra quotes from our Mishnah. He says that the source is in our Mishnah, that you're allowed to take from the gardens as long as it's Shalom B'tova. Now says the Mishnah Vayter, Hayah Shalom V'shal Acherim, let's say it's jointly owned, it's owned by the Avodah Zarah and by others that are not Avodah Zarah affiliated, so then you can get enough from it, whether it's B'tova or Shalom B'tova. Avodah Chacham Shalom V'Kachav, separate Halacha now, the Mishnah says, Avodah Chacham Shalom V'Kachav Masura Miyad, V'shal Yisrael Enasura Atshat Yavid. And Avodah Zarah belonging to an Ovid Chacham is Aser immediately, and Avodah Zarah belonging to Yisrael is only going to be Aser once it's actually worshipped, once it's Tayavid, once it's actually worshipped. By the Gemara is going to point out that by Yisrael it says v'sam b'seser, that you're not chayiv until you do dvarim shebeseser with it, until you do certain avodos that are normally reserved that a person would do privately. So it's only aser once you actually do the avoda. Now the Shor Mitzvah Balachi suggests that the reason is that we distinguish between avodah zarah shel Akum and avodah zarah shel Yisrael when it has not yet been worshipped is based on the Gemara Masech Sanhedrin that says that a Mesis that tells you Eilech Ve'evod is Pater. A Mesis who says that I'm going to go and do Avodah Zarah, he's Pater Mishum Demimlech V'lo Avid, because the chances are that he's still going to change his mind and not do the Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara assumes that that applies to Yisrael. But if it's an Akum, then there's no There's no possibility of mimlich v'lo avid. That's what he does. He does avodah zara. So by an avodah zara, the Yisrael kol kamid v'lo avid, as long as he hasn't yet done the avodah zara, he hasn't yet worshipped the avodah zara. So there's always that hope that mimlich v'lo avid. By an akum, you don't have any such hope of mimlich v'lo avid. That's similar to what we had earlier in daf lamid beis amid beis. The Gemara said that an akum aholich l'tarfus, that the ovid chavim who's going to the avodah zara festival, so on his way there, it's asr lases v'lases imam, because you know that he's going to go and be modest the avodah zara. But Yisrael is going b'halicha, it's mutter. When he's on his way there, it's mutter to do business with him. Why? Because maybe he'll still change his mind and he's not going to go there. By Yisrael, we always hold out that hope that he's not going to go there. So maybe it's a similar svara over here, that so long as the Jew has not yet worshipped it, maybe he's not fully committed to really making this an avodah zara. Maybe he's still going to change his mind. It happens to be that the Taz writes in Yerodeh Simon Kuf Lamed Tes that it's a davar pashut that afilu Yisrael mumer level tzchavim is called the Yisrael, and it's only going to be asar ad she'yaved. Meaning, based on this svara, the Drisha says in Yerodeh Kuf Memhei that l'chora you should say that if it's a Yisrael mumer and you know he's over avodah zara, he's always over avodah zara. So once he builds it, even if it's not yet worshipped, it should already be asar. So the Taz says no such thing. Our Mishnah is not so closely associated with that chilek, with that chance of maybe he'll change his mind. Even by Yisrael Mumar, it's only going to be Aser once it's Nevad. It's not going to be Aser prior to actually being worshipped. Good. So the question by Yisrael Mumar can get tricky. The Shar Mitzvah in Balacha quotes from the Sefer Mishnas Chachamim. Says, what if you have the following case? Umumar does avodah zara, makes an avodah zara, and he's not over the avodah zara, and then an akum comes and is mevatalit. He chops off the head of the avodah zara. So then, would you say miman of shechi should be mekel? Because the whole issue is, what's the din of a mumar? Does a mumar have a din of an akum, or does a mumar have a din of Yisrael? So miman of shech, if he has a din of a Yisrael, if he has a din of an akum rather, so an akum could come and be mevatel avodah zara shel chavero. So if he has a din of an akum, the bittel should work, and if he has the din of Yisrael, so then you should go like our Mishnah. The Mishnah says that Yisrael, it's not asur ra'achet yavid. His avodah zara is not asur until it's actually worshipped. So even if you want to be machmir, you can come up with a miman of shuch case where you're going to have to be mekel. Okay, says the Gemara, Amar Abaye, betova, betovas komrin, shalo betovas komrin. The tova that we're talking about is giving that tova, whether it be monetary, as Rashi says over here, or whether it be verbal hakaras hatov, as Rashi says earlier, whatever it is, it's to the Komrin. And Shalobatova means not showing the Komrin, not showing the priests any Tova. La Fuke Tovas of Dea Deshari. As opposed to Tova to the Ovdim, to the Ovdik Chavim who worship that Avodah Zara, that's not a problem. That we're not so concerned about. Ika Demashin La Seifa, some have that same teaching of Abaye associated with the Seifa, the Mishnah. Hay Shalovish Shalachirim, Nenin Mehen Betova, Shalobatova, Seifa being the second case of the Mishnah, where the Avodah Zara is jointly owned, and we said you're allowed to get on both Betova and Shalo Betova. That on that, Amar Abaye, Betova, Betova Sacherim, Shalo Betova, Shalo Betova Skomrin. Then we say you're allowed to get on both Betova and Shalo Betova. It means Betova Sacherim, and Shalo Betova means Shalo Betova Skomrin. That not with, with the, and you're allowed to get on without showing Hakaras HaTov to the Komrin, which would imply that if you are showing Hakaras HaTov to the Komrin, even the Sefer would say that that is a problem. That if you are giving the Tova to the Komrin, then even in this case of the Seifa, where it's jointly owned, it's going to be a problem. The only time it's not a problem is if the people that you're showing the Tova to, that you're giving the Tova to, are the other partners, the partners who aren't the Avodah Zara. So, Man Demasni HaSeifa Kol Shekein HaReisha. So if we're going to say that this is so about the Seifa, so then we're going to apply Abaye to the Seifa, then we'll for sure apply Abaye to the Reisha, in the sense that if it totally belongs to an Ovid Kuchavim, of course it's going to be Aser to pay them. If even when it's jointly owned, it's sometimes usher to pay them or to give them tova. So for sure, when it's owned totally by Novid Chavim, but Uman the Masnir Aresha Avala Seifa Kivin Dach Ika Achirim Bada Filu B'Tovas Korban Ami Shapridami. But the one that associates Abaye's statement with the Resha will say, yeah, but in the case of that, that's because it's owned by Ovdik Chavim entirely. But if it's jointly owned and by other people as well, then it would be fine, and you're allowed to do it even B'Tova. Good. Said the Mishnah then went on to say, Avodah Chavim Shalom Chavim Asur Miyad. That Avodah Zarah that belongs to an Ovid Chavim is Asur immediately. So Masnisin Mani, who's the author of our Mishnah that says that an Avodah Zarah an Ovid Chavim is Asur immediately, but Shal Yisrael is only Asur once you're actually Ovid it. So says Rabbi Akiva, he's the sheet of Rabbi Akiva. Titania Veta Abdunas Kolam Akamas Shavdu Shamagayim, Bekalim Shinashtam Shuban Avodah Chavim Akasu Medaber. The Pasuk speaks about kalim that are used for avodah zara, yachla satim v'lo gamrum. I might think that if you made them but didn't complete them, gamrum v'lo avim, you completed them but didn't bring them, hivim v'lo nishtam shaben, or you brought them and didn't use them, yachli yihu asurim. I might think that they're still asur. Tamalomar asher avdu shamagayim. That's why it says asher avdu shamagayim, that they actually had to have been neva, they have to actually have been used. Shein asurin ad she avdu. They're only asur once they're neva. Mikan amru. So based on that, we say avodah chavim shalav chavim. Rabbi Shmuel holds the exact opposite of what it says in our Mishnah, that an Avodah Zarah of an Ovid Kochavim is only Asr once it's actually worshipped, and Avodah Zarah Shal Yisrael is going to be Asr immediately. That's why we said our Mishnah doesn't go like Rabbi Shmuel, our Mishnah goes like Rabbi Akiva. Where's Rabbi Akiva? Next Shita. Rabbi Akiva Omer Chilav Advarim. No, you have it exactly opposite. Avodah Kochavim Shal Ovid Kochavim Asr Miyad Vishal Yisrael Ad Shetei Avodah. That an Avodah Zarah of an Ovid Chavim is Asr immediately. An Avodah Zarah of Yisrael only becomes Asr once you actually are Ovid the Avodah Zarah. So now, how does that whole, the beginning of that brisa that we just quoted, doesn't seem to make much sense. We started out by quoting a pasuk about Aveit Abdunas called Hamekomos Asher Avdu Shamagayim, about getting rid of all of the places that the Goyim have worshipped, and then right away, the very next word in the brisa was Bekalim Shinisham Shemel Avodah Chavim. Must be talking about Kalim that were used for Avodah Zarah. So, frankly, Gemara, Amar Mar, Bekalim Shinisham Shemel Avodah Chavim, Makas Medaber, Hamekomos Ksiv. You're dashing the pasuk that explicitly speaks about places. What does that have to do with kalim? How can you say that that's about the kalim? So answers the Gemara, Meinuin in the Mekomos, the Lomitzri, but we know something about the Mekomos. If you want to say it's about Mekomos, we know that Mekomos never do become Aser. When a person worships in Mekomos, the places themselves don't become Aser Dichsiv, because the pasuk says, Eloheim Alaharim, and we darshin, Velo Haharim Eloheim, that the mountains themselves never actually never actually gain the status of an Avodah Zarah. So since we cannot say the pasuk is talking about the Mekomos, even though it says Mekomos, we have no choice but to say that the pasuk is talking about the kelim of Avodah Zarah. The Lavush in Yoredeya points out that the Gemara is going to say in a couple of dapim from now that that even though if you bow to the karka olam, you bow to the ground, you don't asr the ground, but if you do a mice on the ground, the Gemara is going to say you chafar baboros, you dig in the ground the shema v'adazara, and that can make it asr even for a hedyot. So Lavush says that Gemara is only an isidra ban, it's not an isidra raisa. When you do a mice on karka olam, that would only be Nisid Rabbanon. So in the Tshuvas Bar Yitzchak, he says the raya that the Levush is correct is from this passage in the Gemara right here. Because the Gemara says, well, we know when we say that the Mekomos become Aser, that it can't mean the Mekomos Mamish, because Lo HaHarim Eloheihem. So it must be it's talking about Kalim. What do you mean? Maybe it's talking about the Mekomos Mamish, and you dug! And you did a maisa, you did something on the ground, you changed the actual ground itself, and then it would become aser. So that's a raya to the Levush Shita, that yes, it would become aser, but only midrabanan. And we're darshan psukim over here. So the psukim can't be talking about the Mekomos Mamish. There's no alternative of what the psukim could be talking about other than the kelim. So anyway, so says the Gemara, Mikan Amra, Vodzchav Shalav Chav Mein Asura El Achet Yavid Vishal Yisrael Miyad. That's where Rabbi Shmuel got his Shita, that Navodzchav that belongs to Novid Chavim is only Asr once it's actually worshipped, but by Yisrael, an Avodah Zarah of Yisrael is Asr immediately. So, Frek the Gemara, what do you mean? We had a problem how we got from line 1 to line 2, now we're having a problem how we get from line 2 to line 3. Right? Line 1 started about Mekomos, then we jumped to Kalim. So we said, okay, we have to make that jump. But then we went from Kalim to the Avodah Zarah itself. We were just talking about kelim. What does it have to do with an avodah zarah itself? And if a guy makes an avodah zarah, it's only asr once he worships it. And Yisrael makes an avodah zarah, it's asr miyad. Vabe kelim ukim nala. We said the pasuk is talking about kelim. So Amar Kra, pasuk says, Asher atem yoshim osam es Eloheim, makish Eloheim the kelim. So we have a hekish that compares the Eloheim, the avodah zarah itself, to the kelim. Mak kelim achi avdu, af Eloheim nami achi avdu. Just like the kelim are only, it says Asher avdu sham. So it's only once they're used. So to the avodah zarah itself, it's only once it's used. Rabbi Akiva delo makish, and Rabbi Akiva, who obviously doesn't hold of this hekish, because Rabbi Akiva thinks the avodah zarah shalakum, even if it's not used, is already aser. Rabbi Akiva delo makish, amalcha es hifsika inyan. He would say that the hekish is not a valid hekish because the word es comes in the middle between the two topics, between kelim and the avodah zarah itself, and that's meant to create a hefsik to show that the two should not be compared to each other. For Rabbi Ishmael, Ashkan avodas chum shalavid chum de nasarat shetiavid. So what did Rabbi Ishmael prove from this pasuk that we quoted? All he showed is that an avodah zarah of an ovid chavim, like kelim, is only asr once it's ne'evad. Because by the kelim it said avdusham, he had a hekish to learn avodah zarah from the kelim. But point is, he has a pasuk to show that an avodah zarah of an ovid chavim is only asr once it's ne'evad. But there were two halves to Rabbi Ishmael's sentence. Rabbi Ishmael also said that an avodah zarah of Yisrael is asr miyad. Where do you see that in the pasuk? Yisrael dasur miyad minale. Where does he get the idea that avodah zarah of Yisrael is asur immediately? So answer Gemara svaruhu. That's a svara. Midavid chav matchet yavid Yisrael asur miyad. That if an avodah zarah of an avid chavim is only asur matchet yavid, you need a pasuk to tell me that it's only asur once it's nevad. So it stands to reason that an avodah zarah of Yisrael is different. And if it's different, it must be that it's asr right away. So, frak the Gemara, maybe it's different, Eima de Yisrael, klalo klalo. Maybe it's different in the other direction. Why do you assume it's different and that we're more machmir on an avodah zarah of Yisrael, that it becomes asr immediately? Maybe it's different and we're more mekel, and it never becomes asr. So, answers the Gemara, hasha geniza by itzuri lo mitzvah, that can't be, because if it's going to require Geniza, if you're going to have to get rid of it, so you can't say that it doesn't become Aser. Why would you need to do Geniza on it if it wasn't Aser? So ve'ema kida ovid kochavim. So, okay, but there's another possibility. Why do we have to assume it has to be different than the avodah zarah of an ovid kochavim? Maybe the pasuk talks about an avodah zarah of an ovid kochavim because that's the most common case. But an avodah zarah of Yisrael will have the same exact status as an avodah zarah of an ovid kochavim, namely that it's only Aser once it's actually Nevad. So Amar Kra, so that's what the pasuk says, ve'schataskam ashar and we dash in Mishas Asiya Kamle Bechet, that it's at the time of Asiya, so it's a pasuk that tells me that an avodah zarah of Yisrael is asr immediately. You're right, Misvara we could have said it's the same as an avodah zarah of Novid Chavim, but the pasuk emphasizes the Shas Asiya, the moment of making the avodah zarah. So from the time that you made it, even before it was used, it's already asr. Maybe that's a din in the gavra, not a din in the chefza. Maybe when we talk about chet, we're saying from the time that it's made, the person who constructed it, who made it, has already sinned. But that has nothing to do with making it aser. Who says that it's actually aser? So Amar Kra, Ara isha sheyasa pesel masecha, mishas asiya kamle ba'arur. No, pasuk says, cursed is the one who makes a pesel masecha. So you see already at the time of making it, there's already an aror on the person. The Gemara asks the same question again. Let's ask it again. Ema hani milin lemekum gavra ba'arur. It's suri lamitzra. Again, that only shows you a din in the gavra. The person has violated an avera. He's done a chet. The person is ba'arur. He deserves to be cursed. But who says the cheftza that he built already has the iser of avodah zarah? How do you know that that's the case? So that's what Rabbi Shmuel understands. Toavas Hashem k'siv. It says that the cheftza is a toeva, and it's only a toeva if it itself is aser. So that's how Rabbi Shmuel knows that an avodah zarah shel Yisrael is going to be aser miyad, is going to be aser as soon as it's constructed. Rabbi Kiva, Davra maybe l'day toeva. And Rabbi Kiva says, no, toavas Hashem does not necessarily mean that it's already aser, it just means something that could lead to something very bad. And having an avodah zarah around is likely to lead to the worship of avodah zarah. That's a toeva. So the avodah zarah is something that's maybe l'day toeva. Good, so that's Rabbi Shmuel Shita. So we now have sources a pasuk where from which Rabbi Shmuel derives a hekesh, rather from which in the pasuk from which Rabbi Shmuel derives that avodah zarah shelo b'kachavim is only asr once it's nevad, and a pasuk from which Rabbi Shmuel derives that an avodah zarah shel Yisrael is asr miyad. What about Rabbi Akiva shita, which we said is the sheet of our Mishnah? Rabbi Akiva, avodas chavim shel ovid kochavim dasur miyad minalei. Where does Rabbi Akiva know that an avodah zarah of an ovid kochavim is asur immediately? So Amar Ula, Amar Krap, psile Elohim tisufun be'esh. Pasuk says you should burn the psile Elohim. Misha pasla nasa Eloah. So we dash from there that as soon as you're pasla, as soon as you form it, it already becomes an Eloah. Already has the status of an avodah zarah. So there you have it, that an ovid kochavim, as soon as he forms it, already has the status of an avodah Zara. The Idach and the other Shita, I mean Rabbi Shmuel, would respond, what's he going to do with that pasuk? No, we already need that pasuk for Rav Yosef taught. Titani Rav Yosef, minayin lo v'chavim sheposel aloho. How do I know that an ovid chavim has the right to be mevatel, the ability to be mevatel is avodah zarah? Shnera psile elohim, tis from be'esh. So he uses that pasuk, teach me the idea of bitl avodah zarah. So therefore, Rabbi Shmuel does not use the pasuk to teach me that an avodah zarah of an ovid chavim is asr even prior to being worshipped. V'idach, Rabbi Akiva would say, how do I know that an ovid chavim has the right, the ability to be mevatel as avodah zarah? Nafkalemi de Shmuel, he derives that from Shmuel. De Shmuel Rami, because Shmuel asked the stira. Ksiv lo sachmo kesev zav alehem, uksiv lo kachtelcha. It says, lo sachmo kesev zav alehem, you shouldn't desire the kesev zav that's on the avodah zarah. And then it says, lo kachtelcha. How could that be? Haketzad pasul lelo lo sachmod, paslu me aloha lakachtalcha. If he designated it to be an avodah zarah, then he can't take anything associated with it. But if he was paslo me aloha, if the ovid kochavim already went and was mevatel it, then lakachtalcha. So from the stirim psukim itself, Rabbi Kiva says, you see that the ovid kochavim has the ability to be mevatel as avodah zarah. So therefore, the pasuk of psile noem tis from be'esh is open to teach me that his avodah zarah is aser miyad even prior to it being worshipped. But again, there were two halves of Rabbi Akiva's statement. Number one, that the avodah zarah of an ovid kochavim is asur right away, even prior to it being worshipped. And number two, that an avodah zarah of Yisrael is only asur once it's nevad. How do we know that second half? Rabbi Akiva, ashkar avodah zarah shel ovid kochavim asur miyad, the Yisrael asher tehavin minalan. So granted, you showed me a raya from a pasuk that an avodah zarah of an ovid kochavim is asur right away. How do I know that an avodah zarah of Yisrael is asur, is mutter until it's actually nevad? I'm Rabbi Domer Krav, the son of Beseser, ad sheyaseh lo dvarim shebeseser. The drasha we quoted before, that until you do dvarim shebeseser with it, it remains totally mutter. V'idach umibay le'ilch Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Shmuel will say, no, I already used that pasuk to teach me Rabbi Yitzchak's din. Dom Rabbi Yitzchak, minayin lavod zcham shal Yisrael shetuna geniza. How do I know an avod zar of Yisrael requires geniza? Shnem Rav v'sam b'seser. That the pasuk says v'sam b'seser, so that's how we know that it needs geniza. Now, what does it mean exactly that it needs geniza? What do you do with it when you do geniza? So Rashi says shetuna geniza tekshish shalema genuza bekarka, that gonza bekarka, that when it's shalem, you don't break it, destroy it, hurt it, but you just bury it whole in the ground, and that's all you need to do to the avodah zarah. Tosel says that when we say tuna geniza, it means biur. It doesn't really mean geniza, and that's in the sense of just hiding it, just burying it. Tosel says kamo kli sharis amrinish geniza afa shera tuna geniza perush biur below hana kamo egel sheshachku v'zaruhu, like the egel that they ground up and they threw all over the place. So that's what you have to do. You have to destroy it in a way that it's never going to be usable again without any sort of hana. Tosel maseches quotes the name of Rabbeinu Tam, that first you burn it like the egel, then you grind it up. And again, all the Rishonim say like that. Almost everyone says against Rashi. The Ritva says also, Geniza, Shochik v'zor l'ruach, that you grind it up and throw it into the wind, or Mataliyam, right? Whatever Shita you go with in terms of Zor l'ruach, Mataliyam, but you have to actually do a Maisa of destruction. It's not literally just to be Gones. The Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah says, Ketzer Mavid Avodah Zarah, Shochik v'zor l'ruach, Osori v'Mataliyam Amelach. Right? He says that's the way to do it. That's what you need to do. You have to destroy it. So Rashi is seems to be a das yachid over here, that geniza would just mean to put it away. So v'idach, But anyway, so we said that that how would Rabbi Akiva going to know this din of Geniza? Nafkele mid Rav Chista Merav. He'll know it from Rav Chista Merav. Damer Rav Chista Merav minayin lavod zchavim shel Yisrael shetuna Geniza. How do I know an avod zar of Yisrael requires Geniza? Shneamar lo sita lecha asher kol eitz etel mizbeach. So we associate in some way an avod zara with the mizbeach. Mam mizbeach ton Geniza af asher tuna Geniza. Just like the mizbeach requires Geniza, so to the Asherah requires Geniza. So that's how we learn that Avodah Zarah requires Geniza. Maybe that's where Rashi got it from, that you don't have to destroy it first. Because the Mizbeach, if you have used stones from the Mizbeach, it requires Geniza, but you don't have to destroy it. It's a Geniza of just putting it away, that it shouldn't be disrespected. It should be disposed of in a respectful way by doing Geniza. So, and it's just because the Mizbeach is Asur Ba'anah. So we're saying it's that kind of Geniza. Maybe that's why Rashi assumed that the Avodah Zarah gets that same kind of Geniza. V'idach, Rabbi Shmuel would respond, "Humi bailech the Reish Lakish. I already need that pasuk to teach me what Reish Lakish taught me. Dam Reish Lakish kolamam and dayin sheino hagun kilu noteh asher Rabbi Yisrael. Anyone who establishes a dayin who's an inappropriate dayin, it's as if he planted an asherah in Klal Yisrael. Shneimer shovtim shotrim titan lechab b'chol sharecha, because the pasuk says you should have shovtim shotrim, you should have shovtim, you should have judges. V'samach lelosit lecha asherah kaleit. And right near that, the pasuk says don't plant an asherah. That tells you that if you don't do a good job of appointing shoftim, it's the same thing as planting an asherah. Amar Rav Ashi, u'makom talmidei chachamim kilu nato etzel mizbeach, shneimar etzel mizbeach. And if there are talmidei chachamim who are worthy of being the dayanim, and you chose other people to be the judges, then it's not only as if you planted an asherah, it's as if you planted an asherah right next to the mizbeach. We've mentioned in the past, there's a Meshech Chachma, a beautiful Meshech Chachma, where he explains the association. What does the asherah have to do with dayanim? What's the connection between the two? So Meshech Chachma points out that the number one quality that a dayan needs is that he has to be someone who has no bias, and that he can't be bought, and that he has no reason to, he has to be completely impartial. So that's why a dayan, we're only mamad a dayan who's an ashir and a chacham, that he's someone who's money isn't going to mean that much to him. He's someone who's going to be completely unbiased in his view. He doesn't need any support. He's completely independent. That's the number one quality a dayan requires. So says Mesh Chachma, each of the names of an Avodah Zarah really is a derogatory nickname for the Avodah Zarah. Asherah, the Medrash says, Shemis Asheris Me'acherim. The Shem Asherah means that it requires support and help from others. The Mizbeach represents the same idea of being completely independent. Because one could look at the Mizbeach and say, oh look, we're bringing karbonos on the Mizbeach, must be that God needs our gift. So we have a Mizbeach made out of Evan rather than made out of Eitz. You're not allowed to have any Eitz in the Mizbeach, because Eitz is something that requires sunlight and water and nourishment. Evan is something that's domain, that it is what it is. It's completely, no matter what you do to it, it's going to remain Evan. So that's why we have a Mizbeach made out of Evan, to indicate that no matter what we're doing, all the HaKrovos Karbonos, that's for us. It's not for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is completely independent. So the Sanhedrin has to sit right near the Mizbeach to remind them of that message of independence. So says the Gemara, anyone who's mamad a dayan sheino hagun, it's as if he planted an asherah Eitzel Mizbeach, where the idea of Mizbeach should reign supreme, the idea of independence should reign supreme, he instead put a Dayan She'eno Hagun, who's more like an Asherah, who's Misasheris Me'acherim, who's going to take bribes, who's going to lack independence. That's Meshech Chachma's drasha on this line of the Gemara. Okay, Bari Rav Amnuna, Riseich Kli L'Avod Zchav Mahu. What if a person repaired a Kli of an Avodah Zarah, for Avodah Zarah, a Kli that was broken, and a person fixed it up, fixed up all the dents and whatever else was wrong with the kli l'shem avodah zarah? Is that like making an avodah zarah or not? So it says where avodah zchavim deman. Who's avodah zarah? Ilem avodah zchavim david chavim. Bein l'Rav Shmuel bein l'Rabbi Akiva misham she'avodah zchavim heinu misham she'avodah zchavim heinu asur nat she'avdu. If we're talking about an avodah zarah of an ovid chavim, so a kli would only have a status of misham she'avodah zarah. Misham she'avodah zarah, everyone would agree, is only asur once it's actually nevad. Ve'el avodah zchavim the Yisrael. It must be that we're talking about an Avodah Zarah of Yisrael. So Alib Deman. Well, who are we going like? Elam Alib Rabbi Kiva. Hashli he gufalo mitzrach shetav misham shemibayi. Rabbi Kiva holds even the Avodah Zarah itself of Yisrael is only going to be Asr once it's Nevad. Of course the misham she Avodah Zarah of Yisrael are only going to be Asr once it's Nevad and not before then. Ve'ela Alib Rabbi Shmuel. So it must be that we're going Alib Rabbi Shmuel. Da'amar Asur Miyad. Rabbi Shmuel who says that it's Asr right away. So my, what's the din? I mean the Avodah Zarah that Yisrael makes is Asr right away. What's going to be the din about the misham she Avodah Zarah of Yisrael? Mishamshin v'mishamshin gamrinan? Do we derive the halachas of the mishamshin Avodah Zarah of Yisrael from the halachas of mishamshin Avodah Zarah of Na'akum and mahasa machi yavdu af hacha achi yavdu? And just like mishamshin Avodah Zarah of Na'akum is only Yasser once it's Nevad, so too mishamshin Avodah Zarah of Yisrael is also only Yasser once it's Nevad. Odilma minogamar. Or maybe we derive the halachas of mishamshin Avodah Zarah of Yisrael from the halachas of Avodah Zarah of Yisrael. Mahi asur miyad av mishamshin asur miyad. And therefore Rabbi Shmuel would say, just like the Avodah Zarah of Yisrael is Asr immediately, so to the Mishamshev of the Zara of Yisrael is Asr immediately. So Ma'iriyad Kamibayle Ritechli, Tibayle Asa. So frankly, Gemara, why do we ask the question in regards to fixing a kli, l'shem Avodah Zarah? Why didn't we ask this question in regards to making a kli, l'shem Avodah Zarah? Why we focused on the idea of fixing a kli? So Rav Hamnuna mishum tumi yishana kami baile. No, Rav Hamnuna, we're misunderstanding the shayla. The shayla was about the tuma that had previously existed in the kli. That the tanan, because we have a mishnah, kli matchos pshuteinu mekablei and tmehen. Metal kelim, even if they're flat metal kelim, and certainly if they have a base kibul, are tameh, nishtabru taru. Once they broke, though, that's mitayer them. Just like klicheres is mitayer by shviru, when you break a klicheres, beyond use, it becomes tahar. So klimateches, although it has other forms of tara that work for it, if it's nishtaber, it becomes tahar. Chazer v'asa and kelim, yachsru l'tumi yishana. If you then go and recompose the kli and put it back as a kli, fix it up, now it goes back to its original tuma. So v'hachi kami bayilei. So this is our shayla. That tuma that comes back, is that only by real tuma daraisa? Aval tuma derabanan lo. But when it comes to tuma of avodah zarah, which is only a tuma derabanan, the idea that kelim of avodah zarah atame is only a tuma derabanan, never touched a mace or a sheretz or anything. It's just purely a tuma derabanan. So maybe that tuma doesn't come back when you fix the kli, or maybe there's no distinction that whenever a kli breaks, it loses its tuma status. When you fix it, it brings its tuma status back, whether that tuma status was d'oraisa d'rabanan. So, frankly, Gemara, why are we only asking this question by avodah zarah? V'tibay le'shar tumas d'rabanan. Why don't we ask this question by all other tumas d'rabanan? As Rashi says, kigon. Why don't you ask the question by kelim d'nitmu b'mashkin? Kelim that became tummy from mashkin to be d'oraisa l'matamu mashkin. Midaraisa mashkin can't be matame kli, and it's exed rabbanon mishum mashke zav zava a kigon roko memi raglav da avatum nenu matame kli. So exed midrabbanon that other tummy mashkin could be matame kli atu the roko of a zav or a zava that could be matame a kli. So why don't we ask about that when the kli breaks and then loses the tuma and then it gets fixed? Does that tuma come back? Why are we only asking about the tuma of avodah zarah whether that comes back? So chadamigo chadakami bailei. Really, one question is within the other one. Tumad Rabbanan mi hajra lo hajra. We're asking in general, does Tumad Rabbanan come back when you fix the kli or does it not come back? Im tim tzilomer lo hajra, if you want to tell me it doesn't come back, Tumad avod zchav mishum chumad avod zchav mishav yor Rabban ketumad araisa o lo? What about Tumad avod zara? Are we perhaps more strict by Tumad avod zara because it's avodah zarah, and therefore maybe even if tumas d'rabbanan don't come back when you fix the kli up, maybe tumas avodah zarah mid'rabbanan will come back because we're going to treat it with the severity of tumas d'oraisa. So that's the shaila. And what's the answer? Teku. We don't know. We leave it as a teku. Rabbi Yochanan asked from Rabbi Yanai the following shaila. Tikrovas avodah zchav shel ochlim mahu. What if you have food that is tikrova to krovis of avodah zara. Mima hanilu bittel tarunu mituma olo. Does the bittel of the avodah zara mitaher the tekroves, or does the bittel not mitaher the tekroves? So does the tuma go away through the bittel of avodah zara? So says the Gemara, v'tibayil kelim. Why are you only asking about food? What about kelim that was used as tekroves of an avodah zara? Why don't you ask whether the kelim become mutter once the avodah zara itself is become tahar, rather, once the avodah zara itself becomes batel? So kelim lo kam bayle. Kelim wasn't really a shaila. Kivin dislu tara b'mikvah tumanami batla. Since kelim we know have other ways of becoming tahar, kelim you can bring to the mikvah and make them tahar. So we assume that the tumah is batel when the avodah zara is batel. Kikami bayle ochlin. But what we're really more interested in is about food. Food you can't bring to a mikvah. Food doesn't have tara b'mikvah. So that's what we want to know. But if you're mevatel the avodah zara, is the food that was used as tekroves, is that going to automatically become tahar? So frankly, why are you only asking about the tekroves of avodah zara? Why don't you ask about the avodah zara itself, whether it becomes tahar again? Granted, bittel might help to be mevatel the iser of avodah zara. What about the tumas of avodah zara? So says Gemara, avodah chavim gufa lo mi bayilei. Avodah zara itself is not really an issue. Given the isura batla, since the isur is batel, tumanami batla. The tum, of course, is also going to be batel. Kika mi bayilei tekrovis avodah chavim shalach lin mai. Our whole shaila is about the tekrovis of avodah zara that happens to be food. What's the din in terms of the tuma? Given the isuri lo batel, since the isur of tekrovis is never batel. Kid Rav Gidol, like Rav Gidol taught, we learned before that although an avodah zara itself can be batal, the tekroves of an avodah zara cannot become batal. So therefore, tuma nami lo batla, the tuma associated with it also shouldn't be batal. Odilma isudar raisa lo batal, tuma drabanan batal. Or maybe no, the isudar raisa of tekroves of avodah zara, that can't be batal. But the tuma of tekroves of avodah zara is only drabanan. So maybe that can be batal when you're mevatal the avodah zara. Maybe they're not the same din. So take that question. Remains unresolved. This is very similar. The Magen Avraham has a discussion in Siman Kuf Pei Dalet in Orach Chaim, where he points out that if, let's say, you have a suffix about a particular issue, and the suffix relates both to Dinim Daraisa and to Dinim Drabanan. So normally by suffix, first thing you ask yourself is, are we dealing with Daraisa Drabanan? Suffix Daraisa L'chumra, suffix Drabanan L'kula. What if the suffix relates both to Dinim Daraisa and to Dinim Drabanan? For instance, there are four brachos in Birchas Hamazon. Only the first three are Daraisa. The fourth happens to be Drabanan. What if you're Mesupak whether you benched or not? So normally the halacha is safik daraisa l'chumra. So does that mean you should only repeat the first three? You should only say the first three brachos, or you should bench the whole thing again because of the suffix? So the Magen Avraham says, whenever the suffix relates both to a daraisa and to a drabanan, we'll go l'chumra even on the drabanan. That the suffix would lead you to go l'chumra and drabanan. It's all viewed as one entity, and that's in order that you shouldn't be mezalzal on the drabanan. And therefore he gives that example of a person who isn't sure if he benched. So in avodas avoda. On avodah zara, he says that lechora our gemara is a stira, because our gemara says here you have two issues over here. You have a bittel of an avodah zara, right? So if are you going to split the psak that the bittel is going to work is not going to work legabe the iser, but is yes going to work legabe the tumah, meaning lechora by splitting the psak, that's against the Magen Avraham. You say that the issue is, does bittel work? It's a daraisa shaila that happens to have ramifications midrabanan also. So just like you can be machmir on the daraisa shayla, l'chori should be machmir on the drabanan also, because it's all one issue. So that's how Rav Shlomo Kluger, the Avodah Savoda, tries to suggest that maybe our Gemara is a little bit against the Magen Avraham. Yesh l'chalik. There's probably makom to be mechalik between the two cases. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. Baimir Rabbi Yossi ben Shol mir Rabbi. Rabbi Yossi ben Shol asks Rabbi the following shayla. Kelim shashim shuben bebeis chonav, mal sheyishtam shuben bebeis hamigdash. Kelim that were used in Beis Chonav, can you use them in the Beis HaMikdash? What was Beis Chonav? So Rashi fills us in over here. Mefarish b'shmaitin b'sreisid de Menachos, Rashi says that Chonyo b'no shel Shimon HaTzadik, he was the son of Shimon HaTzadik, shebarach l'mitzrayim b'prei achiv, who ran away to Mitzrayim because of his brother, u'bana sham mizbeach, and he built the mizbeach there. Now we don't know why he built it. Pligi hasim, there's a machlokas, what is kavana was. Ikal man yam l'shem avod zchavim, ikal man yam l'shem shemayim. Some say he did it l'shem avod zara. Others say no, he built it totally l'shem shemayim. He had intention to build it l'shem shemayim. Coming by the Rabbi Yossi ben Shala, libe de man yam lav beis avod zchavim he, da libe de man yam avod zchavim he lo coming by le. So our shayla is going to be assuming that it's not avod zara, right? That it's not, it wasn't meant for avod zara, because if it were meant for an avod zara, there's no shayla. The hashal hadyut asurim kedamar lo became shem shamsh avod zchavim because of daber lekvami by, because obviously if it was actually used for avod zara, you wouldn't be allowed to use any of those kalim even for a hadyut, even for normal use. Obviously you wouldn't be allowed to use it for the base of mikdash. But we wanted to know, if you're assuming that it wasn't l'shem avod zara, can you use the kalim that he used by his mizbeach over there in Mitzrayim for the Beis HaMikdash? Mar she'isham shem Beis HaMikdash. Can you take those kelim and use them in the Beis HaMikdash? V'kamim ba'ilei alib demandiyamar Beis Chonov lav Beis Avod Zchav mi. The Shail is only assuming that Beis Chonov was not a Beis Avod Zara. Titnan, because we have Mishnah, Kohanim she'shem shu Beis Chon, yelo yisham shu b'mikdash shu b'yushalayim ve'enu tzorech lamal davar acher. Kohanim hur mishamish to Beis Chon yo can no longer serve as Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash, and certainly Kohanim who did davar acher, davar acher meaning avodah zara, certainly can't serve as Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, when we say ein tzorech lomar davar acher, that implies that Beis Chon Yo obviously is not davar acher, is not avodah zara, and yet we still see that the Kohanim can't be used. So if the Kohanim can't be used, the question is, what's the Kalim? What's the status of the Kalim? Kohanim hu de kansinu rabbanim mishum de b'nei deyaninu, aval Kalim lo, adil meloshna. Is it a special knas on the Kohanim that since the Kohanim are b'nei deya, since they have intelligence, we can make a knas on them, it makes sense to impose a penalty on them, that they're not allowed to serve in the Beis HaMikdash, but Kalim are not b'nei deya, it's not the Kalim's fault, and therefore it doesn't make any sense to impose any special penalty? Or maybe no, maybe we just say anything that was associated with Beis Chon Yo, it's a bizarre to go and use it for the Beis HaMikdash. So Amalei Asurim Hein. He says, this is Asur. Rebbe says it's Asur. You're not allowed to use the Kalim. Umikra Hayabi Adain Vishachachnuhu. And we had a Pasuk that said it was Asur, that was a Raya that was Asur, but we forgot the Pasuk. Question is, we forget the, did he forget an actual pasuk, or did he forget how to apply all the pasukim? But whatever it was, he said, we forgot the pasuk. So Esvei. So they asked on Rabbi Shita, wait a second. Kala kelim asher zniach ha-melech achaz b'malchusa b'maloi chanu v'ikdashnu. All the kelim that the melech achaz used for avod zara, so we went and hichanu v'ikdashnu. My love, hichanu dat belinu, hikdashnu dat tashinu. Doesn't it mean, hichanu means that we were matbilit, and hikdashnu means we were makdashit. So it sounds like, since me da'or Raisa, it never became Aser. Why did it never become Aser Midar Raisa? Because it was already Hegdish, and a person can't Aser Davar Sheino Shalo. So it was only a Drabanan concern, but still they weren't Gozer on the Kalim, right? So to over here, we should say that we're not Gozer on the Kalim, because Akdashinu, Hegdashnu means Akdashinu, that we made it back to be used as Klesharis in the Beis HaMikdash. Says Gemar, no. So Rebbe responds, Amar Lei, Baruch Atal Shemayim Shechzat Li Avedasi. Oh, thank God, you found my Pasuk. That's my Pasuk. But he just quoted that pasuk as a raya against Rebbe. Rebbe said that those kelim are usher to use. He says, yeah, you totally misunderstood the pasuk. Hechanu means shagonzum, v'kdashnu shekdashnu achayim tachteim. Hechanu means we got rid of those kelim because we couldn't use them anymore. Hikdashnu means we instead made other kelim in their place. But that was my pasuk, and that's the pasuk that's the raya that you're not allowed to use them. So there's a big shaila about whether kohanim who go off the derech, kohanim who become gishmad, are allowed to duchan. And the question is it an isser? They certainly can't while they're still gishmad. The question is it an isser once they do tshuva? Is it like this type of thing, that once they were used for that, they can't be used for this? That it's all, so it's actually 2 days in Shulchan Aruch, even after they do tshuva. And the Rishonim that say that they can basically say takanas hashavim, that it's gonna, we don't want to stand in the way of people who try to do tshuva. But really, in theory, they shouldn't be allowed to. Lema masayelei mizrachas sfon is ba ganzu beis chashmonai yisavni amizbech shaktsu an. So let's bring a raya to this, that the Mizrach Tzfonis, the northeast corner, that's where they hid away the Avnei Mizbeach that the Anshe Yavan destroyed. Not just destroyed, they used it, they desecrated it for Avod Zara. So over there, no, over there it was different. We have a pasuk that we darshin dechsivu. So Amri Heichinavid. So they said, we're in the tough spot over here. What should we do with it? Nitbarinu? Should we break the stones? Avam Shlemos, Amar Rachman, the pasuk says, Avam Shlemos, Ninsirinu. So if so should we sh- after we break them, should we break them and then fix them to make the to fix out the pegimos and make them nice again? Lo sanfalei and barzel amrachmani. You're not allowed to take a knife to the stones. Va'amai litvrin of lishkulinu l'nafshayu. Why don't they just break it and take it for themselves? Milo amravoshi abikshu lignos kol kasev zav shabiyolim shum kaspa v'dava shel Yerushalayim. Didn't we learn that after the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, they wanted to asr all gold and silver in the world because out of a chashash that any gold and silver may have once been the gold and silver of the Beis HaMikdash. V'avinimba Yerushalayim av Yerubah D'Alma. We ask, what do you mean? Is Yerushalayim rove of the world that you have to be choshesh? That any gold and silver that you have might be from there? Elo Amar Abayi Bikshu Lignos Dinara Hadrinoa Turiyona Shifa Mipnei Tiva Shal Yerushalayim Atcha Matzula Mikra Minatara Shu Mutter. They wanted to be gones, a certain coin, Matbeos, of Yerushalayim, that because they knew that that came from Yerushalayim, until they found a pasuk that says that it's mutter, uva b'pritzim v'chiluluha, that they were mechal, that it's already become chulin. So why don't we say the same thing about the stones of the Mizbeach? Once they were mechalalit, it's chulin, let them take the stones home and keep it themselves. Says the Gemara, hasam lo shtamshu b'lugvoa, hachan kivin d'shtamish b'lugvoa, lava rochara l'shtamushi b'hu hadyota. By the coin, it was never something that was used l'gavoa. So since it was never used l'gavoa, say nachinami, v'chiluluha means it literally becomes chulin, and you can use it for our own personal use. But over here, we're talking about something the Mizbeach was used l'gavoa, so that's completely inappropriate to go and take it and use it for personal use. Okay, we'll stop there. We'll pick up from the Mishnah tomorrow.